This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Well, if I turn it
over. Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. All right, it is my distinct pleasure to host these guys. This is Lee Williams and Bob Keller. This is Think, Aim, Fire. Good afternoon, fellas.
How you doing? Going on?
I just realized that I was supposed to be streaming this, and I just realized I'm not streaming it. So, hey, everything is situation normal, all blanked up.
Just as long as it doesn't have a picture of me. I got a face for radio.
Ah. Everybody that gets out here, this is the thing, and have you ever watched any British TV?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, they don't care how the actors in British TV don't care how they look. They don't care what size they are. They don't care if they got the right skin or the right hair or whatever. And, you know, based on that, I'm a star. So,
yes, I like it.
So why don't you guys go ahead and do your talking, and I'll work on putting together this stream while we're doing it. We'll stream a little bit of this.
Sounds good.
Take it away, Lee. What's up?
Tell me, I think it's important for the listeners to know how you set up your rifle, what your recommendations are for a carbine.
Well, it depends if you're doing night vision stuff, but if you don't have night vision, a great sight from a good company that's reliable, a good sling, and I would suggest having a white light on your gun. Then if you get into the night vision stuff, obviously you need a good laser on there.
Let's say for the purpose of the conversation that I don't have nods. So you're saying a sling, a good sight, and a white light.
Sling, good sight. Yep, good sight, and a white light.
There's about a billion other products you can hang on an AR. Why not them? Why just the three?
And, you know, everything is always shooter choice, and that is the easy answer, right? But me personally, it's funny you asked that, because I was actually looking at some pictures of someone asked for a picture of like early days Iraq, and I was looking at pictures of my kit and looking at what I didn't know either. Like my first deployment overseas, I had a bunch of stuff I didn't need on my kit, and on my rifle I had a G Money Grip. Like, which, you know, I don't even know what they call this. It's all called G Money Grips. Not the Ford Assist. The little grips you put on the rails, you know, to hold on to it.
Yeah.
I don't even know what those things are called. But I actually had one of those, and I think when I first went over there, that was the cool thing to do, and you don't really know any better, and after probably 6 months of that deployment, that was one of the first things that came off. It's like, it's not only a weight issue when you're actually doing this for real, but it's how much stuff is on your gun that can get snagged on things when you're operational. So that was probably my biggest reason why after that, and the way, and it followed me all the way through my, the rest of my career, was like, as slick as I can say, the better. And it's really right. just from the lightness of it and crap not getting snagged on stuff.
Well, as far as the lights go, I must have reviewed 25 of them by now. The only two that I haven't killed are Surefire and Streamline. Those two seem to be about the best, in my humble opinion.
But I would agree with those two brands too. Not that I probably haven't tested as many as you get, but I like those two brands, and like everything that if you're asking me about stuff, I do rep products for different companies, but I really don't care what other companies think. I'm going to go with what I would actually use, right? And what I would actually use is stuff that is actually reliable equipment. That is the only thing that matters. Like, on the range, it doesn't matter if it's reliable, right? Because if it goes down, who cares? No one's shooting at you. But when it comes down to, like, real-life application, you need to go with a company that has reliable equipment.
And good warranties.
That always helps.
So what sling are you running? I think you're running the same thing I am, right? That Magpul?
Is that a joke, or have you been, we really haven't talked in a long time. Do you not know I have a sling out?
I do not, sir. I haven't been blessed with one to review. Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, I would have figured you'd have been the first one I said it to, so I overlooked that. So, my bad, Lee. I have a signature sling out with Audi gear.
Oh, no kidding. And well, I must have missed the package in UPS.
With our hiatus of not doing the podcast and you moving and then moving back, we haven't really been able to get, you know, like face to face. So, and I really did. I thought I would have sent, I know you'd have been the first one I sent one to. So my bad on that. But yeah, so I do have a sling without a gear, and I think it is quite nice. It is, you know how I am, Lee. I am all about basic stuff, keeping it simple, keeping it light.
Yeah.
The thing that we came up with, it was probably the whole time that you were gone. It was a long process, getting the right materials that we wanted to work with, and then, like, just all the stuff that went into it, it was an eye-opener for me for how long the process takes, that we actually haven't done now. So I do have slings on my website. Audi Gear is selling them as well. Everything's kind of based off of climbing, like climbing gear, like climbing the webbing. All the components to it are based off of climbing stuff. So, and because I was on a climbing team, so I know how important that stuff is. And really, the sling is a 2-point sling that can be turned into a single point sling. I think everyone that knows me, including you, you know I like single point slings. But I also know that a lot of people like 2-point slings, so they can go both ways. The biggest deal with the sling is just how simple it is. Like, when you get out of the package, if you reviewed a lot of other slings, some slings you get, you got to read a book on how to put them together, right? Like, and how they work. And, like, they overcomplicate stuff, they over-engineer stuff. So mine's very simple. 2-point sling, 3-point sling. And the adjuster strap, that was probably the biggest thing, not only on the webbing and keeping it really light. From what I found from all the other slings I was using, which I liked the slings I was using, but like when you're making it tighter and loosen it up, depending on how the gun was on your body, to kind of bind up, it was hard to loosen it up or to cinch it down. So that was one thing.
Hold up right there. We're coming up on the break. I was listening to the slang part. I was getting my shipping address ready to go. This is Think Aim Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. Bob, just on that sling thing, listen, I'll be sending you my shipping address soon.
While we're on break, I already put the sling in the mail for Lee. So, send me your address, brother.
Is it a two-point sling?
Yeah, so it's two-point sling that can go into a single-point sling or vice versa. And like I was saying at the end, just to keep it short, I don't want to do a whole promotion on the sling. But like one of the biggest things was I didn't like how sling, depending on how the gun was slung on your body, you couldn't make it looser or tighter. And so it was one of the biggest things. It kind of goes off the extender from climbing harness to go on like an ascending harness for climbing. We're using that, and it doesn't matter how the gun is on your body, you can adjust that strap to make it tighter or looser no matter how it is on your body. So that's probably one of the biggest things I liked about it.
Cool.
One of the biggest things that I wanted.
Sorry to slow your roll. We are streaming now on Facebook on Bill Frady. Currently,
okay.
So I don't know that anybody's actually watching this at the moment because I did not make any sort of announcement that, hey, I'm going to be streaming later. I didn't do any of that, so we'll see what we get out of it. But, hey, I got a nice picture of you two guys looking at each other and, you know, with the regard like, hey, the beers are on you, right? So, I don't know what was being said.
I know which photo you got.
Yeah,
well, we're gazing into each other's eyes.
Yeah, longingly.
I wasn't going to go there. I was not going to go there.
Don't go there, Bill.
No kidding. I just think it's important to know. You know, there's so many ways to set up a rifle. And I'm going to listen to everybody's got an opinion. I want Bob's opinion as opposed to somebody else because he's used it in like 400 gunfights. So that's why I think it's important to get what Bob's saying. And also regarding slings, like you said earlier, man, I've seen some. I've tried to review some, and I don't think I'm smart enough to make them work. You're right, man. You got to read like a book to figure out how to use them.
Yeah, it's kind of like construction, right? People come up with stuff just to come up with stuff. And it's the same thing with gear. Like a lot of people over-engineer stuff, and it might be a cool end state, but it's so hard to get it there, you don't even want to bother. And especially when you're doing this for real, you want to keep everything simple. You want to keep everything easy when it comes to actual gun fighting. So, I agree. A lot of people have never experienced that. So they're going for that wow factor in the gear because it can do so many things. But a lot of times that's not needed when you're doing it for real. So, big takeaway for me for all my experience and time overseas and on target is really keep it as easy and simple as possible. So,
okay. Tell me about magazines. I know the answer to this one. A lot of them out there. Which ones do you recommend?
Oh boy. I don't want to hate on anyone, and I'm not. Yeah, I'm just going off of what I like. So, me personally, I do like the old H&K magazines, the heavy metal ones, and they are heavy. And you can definitely feel it. So it kind of goes against what I usually say is like keep it simple, keep it light. With the magazines, though, I want something that's going to be reliable 100% of the time. And the H&K's, from my experience, and that is all I use on target, and that's all I would use if I had to go into a gunfight right now. They are heavier. You can feel them when you put 5 or 6 magazines on your kit. You'll definitely feel a difference. But that's what I'd go with. If I didn't want to spend the money on an H&K, I know they came out with newer ones, so I like the older ones. Those are still very pricey. After that, I would go with a simple aluminum Vietnam style magazine. That would be my pick. Like if I didn't have an H&K, that'd be my next go-to magazine.
What's the numeric magazine loadout for you?
What is like my?
How many are you carrying?
this is a good one. You can't go off of what I say as a regular individual American right now, or an infantry guy overseas. My loadout, and no kidding, sometimes I had 2 magazines on my kit and 1 on my gun going on and off, which is unheard of. People are like, why would you ever do that? The reason why we could do that, we were very fortunate to have a lot of support on target, and like the helicopters that we came in on infill, we would put speed bundles on those helicopters with extra ammo, extra grenades, and all that, everything else extra. So if something was going on, you were running low, you could literally just call the helicopter up, say, hey, I need you to drop the speed bundle at whatever location. And then we were plussed up again. So you can't go off of my typical loadout on target. I would say if you were a normal person, I don't even know if it applies to America, but like overseas, a regular infantry guy, probably 6 mags on your person.
Well, we're coming up on the next break, and I want to ask you about this because I'm putting together my stuff right now as we speak. The only thing, I do have a sling, but it's probably not as good as yours. But we'll talk about that later. But I want to bring that up in the next thing, and then before I hand it back over to my man Lee there about the questioning and everything. How do they find you when they're out there looking for the stuff that you do?
They can go to thegunwriter.substack.com or armedamericannews.org.
He's also the Second Amendment Foundation investigative reporter, which, as far as I'm concerned, you put John Stossel. I would love to see John Stossel actually learn from you because he really needs to learn, but, you know, whatever. He's a New York conservative. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA is authorizing updated COVID booster shots. They're from Pfizer and Moderna and are designed to fight back against the BA.4 and BA.5 variants of the Omicron strain. The authorization comes from data based on 8 mice and no human clinical data that's been made available to the public. In a virtual news conference, FDA Commissioner Robert Califf says as the virus evolves, the original vaccine is not as protective against newer strains.
The FDA has extensive experience with evaluating strain changes for influenza vaccines and is confident in the data supporting these latest booster authorizations.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden has spoken with the mayor of Jackson, Mississippi about the ongoing water crisis. You're listening to USA Radio News. It's often said families don't often agree on politics. That's even true if you're the governor of California.
Blood may not be thicker than water. Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom is a vocal critic of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, but Newsom's in-laws seem to approve of the popular Republican. According to an exclusive report from Fox News, the contribution records on the Friends of Ron DeSantis PAC website reveal the Siebel family revocable trust made a $5,000 contribution. Neither the Siebels nor Governor Newsom's office responded to Fox News' request for comment. The DeSantis campaign declined to comment. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
According to a new Harris poll, the majority of Americans strive to be billionaires. It found that 6 in 10 adults want to be a billionaire someday. Around 44% say they even have the tools to make it happen. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is Think, Aim, Fire with Bob Keller, Lee Williams, and Mr. Keller. Right now, Lee's talking about how you set up your AR-15, how you're going to do that. And now, if I'm not mistaken, it's going to be sling, light, and optic. Is that it, those three items?
That's it, unless you're getting in the light vision stuff.
Which, how realistic is it for a civilian who doesn't have a friend in supply to get out there and have night vision stuff?
Well, nowadays it's actually really easy to get in the night vision. It's just how much do you want to spend?
Right.
It is out there. It's available, but it's pricey.
When I was asking you about mag carry, because here's the thing about a sustained firefight. I'm not going to be in one with a squad. I'm not going to be in one with a logistic train behind me. I'm probably going to be in one as I'm trying to loot as much as I can out of the Walmart before I head back to the Hacienda.
I hope that's not what you're doing, Bill. you should be defending against that.
Well, I mean, I will be defending against that to a certain degree, but when I say looting, I mean I'm going to go up there and load up whatever I can load up and try to trade whatever they will take in trade for it. But when I'm coming out of there, they're not going to be able to tell the difference between me and a looter unless, I have a receipt.
Yeah, that's the scary part.
Yeah, so... And that's in the good event that there's no electromagnetic pulse and I can just drive my truck and just look around like, no, I was just over there getting my prescriptions filled or something. So in that event, though, knowing that, I'm redesigning the Antifa welcome wagon bag. And what I've done to it is I've gone back to my Blue Force gear, very lightweight chest rig. It'll hold 4 magazines. It'll hold 2 pistol magazines, and it holds a blowout kit, and it has a little pouch in there for that. I'd be running with that. In the car, the Antifa welcome wagon bag will have a few rations and a little bit of water, but it'll also have a reload for the for the chest rig.
For your kit, yep.
And I'm thinking that in my particular setup, what I'm probably going to be running with is 300 blackout. So I'll be running a little short pistol configuration of that, and I just happen to have an Optica light and a sling on it. That's all I got.
And you'll have a new sling soon.
A new sling soon, yeah.
Speaking of a mag box, do you load 28 rounds, 29 rounds,
no,
or 30?
I don't have to because I use the right mags.
Right. I know exactly what you mean.
I'm not sponsored by Magpul. You guys can say whatever you want to say about it.
I know there's certain companies out there that have mags that actually tell law enforcement officers and agency guys and civilians to load 30 and then strip 2. You know, so you can actually do a combat reload or plus up with a bolt forward. And that's one of the reasons why I like H&K or even the old school aluminum mags. I can still load 30 rounds up in that magazine and still have or still be able to do a reload with that bolt forward. I am still checking to make sure that the magazine did get seated, but there's some magazines out there that it is very, depending on what magazine you're using and what gun you're using, it is very hard or almost impossible to seat a full magazine with a bolt forward, which I don't agree with. So that's my spiel on the magazines on that question.
Well,
for you, Bill, on like the four magazines on you, I think that is plenty for a civilian. I don't see, and you can never say this stuff will never happen, but if you know how to shoot and you're actually getting sight picture every time you're shooting and you have actually are trained, you should never, ever have to go to 4 magazines, ever. Like that, I think we already said it in another episode. I've been in a ton of gunfights. I've been in a bunch of really, really cool ones that were multiple threats on target, a lot of stuff going on. Me personally, in my career on target, I've only done one speed reload. That means I've only gone dry once. And it's because I don't shoot unless I know what I'm shooting at. So, as long as you're not spraying and praying, and you're actually doing the right thing, you should never need more. I would say you should never need more than 2 magazines, unless you are in a situation way worse than I've ever seen in combat, which I can't see that ever happening in the U.S. unless all hell breaks loose. And
what do you mean now? Is that in the auspice of doing it as a small unit tactic? What all the stuff that you've done has been as a small unit tactic, or two-man team, or six-man team, or whatever, where you guys could do the. And Lee and I were talking about this today, the Overwatch and all that other stuff. Or I'm not thinking that if something happens here in a societal breakdown, that I'm going to be able to go. Everybody that went through Fort Jackson in 1984, raise your hands.
Yeah, they're not going to have that, but I can't. It would have to be, if you know how to shoot, it would have to be a unbelievable situation that you're going through that many mags. Because I actually have been in that situation, like, by myself, shooting. There's over five guys by myself with no one else, no support, no other guys behind me shooting these guys, and I still didn't go bolt lock in that situation. Wow. And it's one of those crazy things where I think most people that aren't trained enough, because in that situation, targets weren't standing still for me, right? They're moving around, they're looking for cover as well, and shooting moving targets is not easy. There is a lot of misses when you're shooting. It doesn't matter who you are. When guys are hauling at, or I can't even say that, hauling butt across the objective, it's not easy to shoot them. But if you have the discipline, like as that was happening, if I didn't have sight picture, as those guys were cruising across the objective, going to another supportive position or a cover position, I'm still not pulling the trigger unless I actually see sight picture. Well, if I'm doing that, I'm not wasting rounds, right?
Right.
So well, even that situation.
Hang on right there, as we're coming up on the next break. Where do they find your website, Bob? Where's your website? What is it?
GammaResolutions.com.
GammaResolutions.com. We'll be right back. This is Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. This is Lock and Load.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, this is Think, Aim, Fire. We're talking to Lee Williams and Bob Keller. I'm going to let you guys finish this up. This is the long segment. I'll be sitting over here. I'm going to have a sandwich.
Okay.
All right.
Well, Bob, that sling is money. I just looked at it at AudiGear.com. That is money. Here's the questions we got. Are you seeing many people wearing plate carriers in your classes, or has that fad faded?
No. Well, aliens, yes, but I think guys that show up with plate carriers, which I'll always say, you know, wear it the whole time if you want to get used to it. Most of them, after they shot a couple hours, they put it away or they just know who I am. Because it does suck to carry that thing the whole time, right?
Yeah.
But I do know a lot of the guys that that are coming to my classes do have plates. So, and that goes into, so does everyone else, when it comes to, like, accuracy. And I tell people all the time, like, as a civilian saving the day in America right now, you ever get in a situation where you have an active shooter situation, and you're going to save the day, it's a really good chance it's going to be a headshot because of so many people buying head plates, chest plates. So that's why, why I'm so big on the accuracy. If you're used to not missing out 3-inch dot, that's your norm, and then you gotta make a headshot because someone has a plate down, that's an easy shot. right? That should not be an easy or a hard shot. So, not many people wear one of my classes. I think they just follow me and know how I run my classes. Everything can be slick. It's all about the shooting first. But yeah, I do know a lot of people have them.
Yeah, I don't wear mine. I've done Bob's drills with a couple of mags in my pocket. Okay, what is the most common kit? What do you see most in your classes?
I would say which I don't even know what the manufacturer or the brand is, but instead of just going off of like a good heavy leather belt or a good nylon belt, they're doing like the tactical belts, which I don't even know how to explain them. But
you mean the battle belts?
The battle belts. So they're not actually full-on kit, but they got the battle belt on. Nothing wrong with that at all, but are you going to have time to grab that thing and put it on when time comes? Me personally, when I shoot, not only in my classes, but as a self-defense guy now, I'm using a good thick leather belt that holds pouches and holds my holster. But nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with a big, sturdy battle belt.
Okay, what's the biggest problem, national problem, gun owners are facing today? I'll take that one.
That's 100% you, Lee.
ATF. That's it, ATF, because they've been weaponized by the White House, and you combine that with their rulemaking authority. I mean, they make their own laws. They can make what's in your safe a felony overnight. And lately we're seeing that they're doing a lot of unconstitutional and probably illegal no-knock knock-and-talks. There's videos out there of them trying to talk their way into homes, looking for multiple guns purchased at once or solvent traps or some type of aftermarket trigger. And they're also harassing the hell out of the gun dealers. Now, they're operating under Joe Biden's orders, but the biggest problem facing today is the ATF, in my humble opinion.
But your man, Alan Gottlieb, is going to slap them around based on that EPA ruling that came out of the Supreme Court. Because that will apply to them. Well, that will apply to the ATF.
Going to end their rulemaking authority is the goal. And, brothers, that will be huge. Right now, it's like playing football against a team that provided their own referees, you know. They're making the rules. Right. They can enforce whatever they want to do.
Yep.
And that's sad. Okay, you guys need to talk about Bob's knife. Is that still available? Is that still available?
Come on. No, it's not available. Geez, I do need to make more of those. I get hit on that all the time. I apologize for that. I'm trying to get everything else. I'm too busy doing everything else. So they're not available anymore. I hope in the future they will be. I'm sorry.
Well, there's one in my pocket right now that nobody can have.
I know.
Bill, literally, we could do a whole segment on it. It's the only knife that I would carry right now. And it's not what you'd expect a tier one guy to...
I know. I think that's what's cool about it.
You know what I have? I have the Army K-Bar rip-off knife that they used to sell in the clothing store. And my son, when my son was venturing into his knife smith phase, he has sharpened that blade to like lightsaber level. I mean, it's the most dangerous object I own. It never comes out of the sheath because I'm afraid that I'm going to sneeze or something while it's in my hands. It is rather big, though. I used to use that as a tent stake because no matter what I did.
That's what I'm going to say. It's a little bit big.
Yeah. Yeah, now I just carry a folder by Scallywag.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about the folders. If you've got a handgun and a rifle, and you're ending up going stabby. I mean, things have gone really wrong in your life.
Yeah.
Right. But it is a hell of a knife.
You got time for one more question.
Okay, it's a quick one. What's the latest on UPS's shipping rules? Bob, you want to handle that one, or you want me to?
Sure, I have no clue. You know that. So go for
yeah.
it. I would like to know this too. So I'm a listener right now.
I know it's scary. I just got a shipping agreement today that they're a blank one that they're gonna make gun dealers sign, and it's just the strictest, craziest, wokest crap I've ever seen in my life. I should have a story up later tonight or tomorrow morning. One takeaway, UPS has gone woke, my humble opinion. Find somebody else to ship your guns.
Wow.
FedEx is not that much better.
Yeah, it's death of a thousand cuts for us gun owners right now.
That's why, coming in 2023, it will be Bill's Shipping Company. I will only be shipping guns. The lead time will be, like if I'm shipping across country, the lead time will be however long it takes to drive a Ford F-150 from South Carolina to the West Coast.
That's what we need to do, and that would be a great idea because it is ridiculous. I know all the rules, but you still go to like these places and ship stuff, and they're like, oh, what's in there? And like it's totally legal to send the gun, and you say, gun. I've actually had people at the place that I went online and, you know, where I was supposed to ship it, and the lady actually said, I will not take this.
The answer, Bob, whenever they want to know what it is, you just simply look at them without batting an eyelash, straight face, go, these are machined parts.
Yes, I know. But I had gone online, read on, you know, like everything. You were able to do this, but it was one person that didn't like guns, and she literally would not let me ship it.
Well, we're out of time.
Unreal.
We're out of time. We'll be doing this next week, same bat time, same bat channel. Think, aim, fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Bill.
All right.
Thanks, Bill.
Roger that. Coming up next, it's going to be Geek Out with Zeke Stout. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.